Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. Thanks for tuning in. I've got a great show for you. Let's talk about Akpabio saying he should not be judged by his performance as minister. Then let's talk about the delays from the Sylvester Oromoni coroner inquest. And then let's talk about Funcho Doherty's warning to the Lagos state government over debt. Chikwudi will bring you community report at 4 o'clock. And on the big hard fact, let's talk about Buhari's performance as president. We started that conversation yesterday at 5 o'clock, and it was really, really good. Yesterday we talked about the three pillars he campaigned on: corruption, security, and the economy. We talked about how he fared in the 8 years he was president. Today, let's move on to infrastructure. After the news at 6, it'll be time for the step down. What type of relationship does Nigerian society expect between step-parents and step-children? Let's have that conversation at 6:15, because you have situations where, and this is not something that is unique to Nigerian society, you have situations where if the step-parent is loving and kind and, you know, parenty with the child or the children of a previous marriage or a previous union, you have society saying things like, oh, they're trying to steal the child. They're trying to win the child's affection. But we also don't want the step-parents to we also don't want the step-parents to be cruel and mean and standoffish with the children. Or do we? Is that what we want out of a step-parent versus step-children relationship? Let's have that conversation at 6:15 today. It's a conversation we've been meaning to have for a while now. We haven't gotten around to it yet. But today, 6:15 on the step down. Let's talk about it. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
The big three.
On hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Should Nigerians overlook Akpabio's time as minister? Should Nigerians overlook Akpabio's time as minister? Is justice for Sylvester Oromoni being delayed? Is Funcho Doherty correct about Lagos state government's borrowing and spending? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Godswill Akpabio doesn't want you to judge him by his performance as Niger Delta minister. And that's our first story, Lagos. You know, of course, that the ex-minister is now a senator-elect, and he's hoping to be the next Senate president. He has the endorsement of the APC and Bola Tinubu. But before the election, he was Niger Delta minister for 4 years from 2019. And Akpabio says Nigerians should not look at these last 4 years to assess him. He said, quote, I do know that I have not changed in any way. I am somebody God has given the opportunity to be an uncommon transformer wherever I go. I will not like to be judged by ministerial appointment for Niger Delta, which everybody knows is a problematic place. But I would like to be judged by my record as a lawyer of 36 years, commissioner of 6 years, and a governor of 8 years, end quote. Now, Lagos, just to remind you, here is some of what happened in Akpabio's 4 years as minister, which he doesn't want you to think about.
First, you are asking the qualification for the office of the executive director. I agree with you, but that person should be somebody who is versed in project execution. The greatest project today in the world is medical. And that is COVID-19. Even I'm coming now, and the budget of the NDDC, the budget. My sister, please don't be angry.
Honourable Minister, was there COVID? Let me finish. Was there COVID when you appointed?
Chairman, I want to be protected.
No, you are protected.
I want to be protected.
Was there COVID when he was appointed in the first interim?
Chairman, I want to be protected. Chairman, am I protected? Am I protected?
Hello, Mr. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for protecting me because my sister wants to eat B-roll. Let me say that if you look at the year-in, year-out of budget of the NDDC, 60% of the budget of NDDC every year is medical. And you also have to know that malaria has killed more children in Nigeria than even accident and than any other thing. Even before the coming of the COVID, 60% of the budget of the NDDC is medical. So who will best fit the position of executive director in NDDC than a medical doctor to go and implement the 60% of the budget? I'm not the one that does the budget. You do the budget.
Do
your analysis and you find out that the most fitting person that is qualified be there is a medical doctor because of your budget. And then lastly, sir, the last question he asked was about the expenditure during this period. We cannot close down Niger Delta because of the security implications of the region. Sorry, sir. We cannot close down Niger Delta Development Commission because of the fact that we are doing forensic audit. The NDDC plays a vital role in ensuring the peace and security of the region. And 90% or more of the resources of the country on a monthly basis comes from there. If you close it down in totality, all you have will be chaos. And you have a lot of, not just militancy, but you have a lot of insurrection. So it is important that people who have gone to court, people who genuinely did jobs, should be paid for their jobs. So for me, I'm not against it because of course, who are even the greatest beneficiaries? It's you people now.
Okay.
Because if you look at your chairman, The two chairmen can explain to you. That is why I was a member of the NDDC committee.
You were a member of the NDDC in the 8th Assembly,
yes.
And are you telling me that lots of jobs were awarded to you as a member?
No, this is a problem. That's why I said
you have the right to accuse people. Then why can't you bring it?
Can you bring this to me? One of the chairmen also.
If you were not awarded a contract, then why are you coming here that you are aware that you were a member of the NDDC and lots of contracts were awarded to you?
I'm not aware.
I'm telling you that.
May I inform my honourable sister that is why we have to change.
Honourable Minister, please. It's okay. That is okay. That is okay.
But let me explain.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Let me explain.
It's okay.
Now.
It's okay.
You must not allow the two children to
accept
the budget every year.
It's okay. Up your mic. It's okay.
Honourable Minister. You are like me. I was a member like you. I did not know what was going on.
Honourable Minister.
Yes,
it's okay.
I will not like to be judged by ministerial appointment for Niger Delta, which everybody knows is a problematic place. What do you think Akpabio was referring to there? Which place is he calling a problematic place? The Niger Delta ministry or the region? But either way, is Akpabio correct to say that Nigerians should overlook his performance there since it's known to be a challenging assignment? Is that good enough? Or does the fact that he willingly accepted the job mean he felt that he was ready to deliver? Again, let me remind you what Akpabio said. I am somebody God has given the opportunity to be an uncommon transformer wherever I go. I will not like to be judged by ministerial appointment for Niger Delta, which everybody knows is a problematic place, but I would like to be judged by my record as a lawyer of 36 years, commissioner of 6 years, and a governor of 8 years. He said that because he's running to be Senate president. He's hoping to be the next Senate president. He has the endorsement of the APC and of Bola Tinubu. Before the election, he was Niger Delta minister for 4 years from 2019. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. Share your thoughts there. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hi, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sandra.
How you doing, sir? What's your name?
I'm fine. I'm okay. It's Emmanuel calling from Ekwe.
Welcome, Emmanuel. Talk to me.
Off your mic, Honorable President.
You know, the Bola Tinubu administration, you know, is going to come with, should I say, a lot of funny things. You know, because it's going to be a presidency of a politician, you know, full-blown typical Nigerian politician.
Okay.
There is a job for a professor in Nigeria Info, and a Professor Konde, who fainted at the National Assembly, you know, applied, is also going to say, don't judge me by my tenure in the NDDC. You know, the NDDC is a pipeline, you know, that absorb funds, money. Some people do say that if you want to be compensated, you know, for anything, they post you to the NDDC. It's until we get somebody, you know, who is transparent, who we can trust, you know, who can be posted to any ministry, department or agency, you know, that will come out clean. You know, in Nigeria, heading offices, you know, that is when we will get it right. Not people who are posted to ministry, department and agency, and then they do a lot of nasty things in there, and then they come and give us excuses and then tell us not to judge them. By it's not an excuse. How will you say we should not judge? You are as good as your previous job. So, Akpabio should please go and sit down. But it's unfortunate that it might be the Senate president. So,
Emmanuel, thanks for calling. Emmanuel says you are as good as your last job. Christopher is in Ikoyi. How are you doing?
My presido.
Welcome. Talk to me. Christopher, your line is not very clear.
Hello, can you hear me?
Now I can, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that voicemail that used to play in Nigeria, the man that said, will lead you to where to the grave. When I hear the man talking, I keep on asking myself, how did he get all these posts? Even the woman asking questions, you see confidence. Am I safe? Am I protected? Well, the people who, the Home of Affairs or the leaders or whatever, they told you this is who they want. I don't know why millions of Nigeria, over 200, will allow this set of people to come and joke with us. Tomorrow they say like Nigeria is a laughing stock. And people say, no. Just keep the way it's talking. Sandra, have you listened to this senator? Is that all right? Hello, Sandra.
I'm here. Senator who?
Izun Azo.
Okay.
One of the senators who is contested for that post.
What about them?
Oh, my God. Don't try one day. Or try, let them play the voice of that man for you. Compared to this one who is saying, am I protected? Look at the woman, so confident, asking him questions. Thank you, President Sandra.
All right, thanks for calling. We've got Ben in Iba on the line. Hi, Ben.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi,
talk to me.
So, your junior information minister.
Ah, welcome, sir.
Thank you. Sandra, honestly speaking, we are to judge Badiro by his last job. That was where he actually showed who he was. Because if you see when he was governor, even when he left step, there were a lot of packages, a lot of complaints, a whole lot. Like they said that since 8 years he was governor, that he collected 4 trillion that time. 4 trillion entered his hand. And if you check his performance in the state that time, you cannot see things where he spent the 4 trillion. It is not 4 trillion of today. By today now, you can times it by three or by four. But that time, so Badiro has never been a transparent person. It's not good for Senate job. It's not good for... The reason why Tinubu want to make him the Senate president is that he is the sort type of person that anyhow you want it, he will give you. You see that demonstration, that is his actual character. That he gives a lot of people a contract, a lot of committee members, he gave them contract that they share the thing. That was when they started telling him to stop talking. Then he was asking that man, am I protected? That is very cheap now. Tomorrow, if anything happens to President and Vice President, is it not the Senate President that will take over? So it is a very sensitive position. It is not good for us to be playing with something good like this.
All right, Ben, thanks for calling. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Let me take a look at some of them very quickly. Abe from Ikorodu says, Sandra, didn't you listen to Aline Dume this morning talking about Akpabio's ministerial portfolio as not being a determinant for his becoming Senate president? He said the only requirement is being an elected and a ranking senator. Sandra, no matter what we say, these people know and defend themselves against the rest of the Nigerians. Well, I mean, to be honest, at the end of the day, the Senate president is determined by the senators themselves. And if you've been listening to, by the way, I have a segment on Hard Facts every Friday at 5 that looks at the legislative arm of government entirely. And for the past few weeks, all we've been talking about on that segment has been the senatorial elections, the National Assembly leadership elections, right? And one of the things my guest on that show says to me is these elections are unfortunately not really about Nigerians. They're about who the lawmakers themselves think should be the leader of the different chambers in the House. And unfortunately, a lot of the things that we are considering while thinking about who should lead the National Assembly, the lawmakers themselves are not thinking about those things. That's what my guest on Friday says. If you've never listened to that segment, it's called Ayes and Nays, because you know, well, they say aye and they say nay. So it's called Ayes and Nays, and it's every Friday at 5. If you've never listened, this Friday is a good chance, a good day to listen for the first time. We've got this message here from Kenneth. Kenneth says, I just want to laugh like the green snake in the green grass. If you really want to work, appoint Shore as EFCC chairman to deal with them all, but he will not accept the job. Nigeria could survive. All right, Kenneth, thanks for your message. My president, good afternoon. Please don't off the mic. One of the adopted sons, Kayode. Kayode, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, off your mic. Most of our leaders are just funny. We just have to judge Akpabio with his past record, including his ministerial appointment, although he is my favorite candidate for the Senate president because other contenders are worse. Olusoga Ajayi from Ikorodu with that particular message. All right. We've got this one here from Ralph in Satellite Town. Ralph says, Sandra, I've personally given up on our way of governance. I have not benefited anything from government, and I am over 46 years old. All right, Ralph from Ikorodu, thank you for your message. Let me come back to the phone lines very quickly because we have a break coming up. Hold on. Let me see if I have time for a break so the break doesn't cut you off in the middle of speaking. All right, so we've got about 1 minute before we have to take this break. So let me take a call. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
Yeah, I'm in the town calling for Songo.
Welcome. You've got 1 minute.
Yeah, so let me just in ASAP now. About this Fabio case, honestly, it's like fry pan to fire, man. If he can't do well in the last job, if not in the last job, he can assess what he can do in the future. That's it now. So if he couldn't handle that job, what's the assurance that he can handle this one? Under the, he's just like a puppet under them, man, EPC, all their old thuggery shit, man. It's crazy out here.
Okay, yeah. language. Let's be careful with language. We're still talking on the radio after all. But thank you very much for calling. But is it really true that you cannot judge a person's ability based off of their last job? I mean, let's say that somebody got a job in an industry that is really hard to break through or regulate or succeed in. You know, however, they had a really stellar CV before that final job. Went for those of us who work in the corporate industry, if you're sitting before HR is not looking only at your most recent job, they're looking at your entire CV, right? So is it fair to judge Akpabio based on his most recent job? I think that's what he's saying. He's saying that, look, I've been a lawyer for 36 years. I was commissioner for 6 years. I was a governor for 8 years. Ignore my 4 years as minister. Focus on all these other qualifications that I have, you know, because I was minister over an agency that I don't know if he was talking about the agency as difficult, because his words say, quote, I will not like to be judged by my minister appointment for Niger Delta, which everybody knows is a problematic place. So again, I don't know if he was talking about the Niger Delta ministry or if he was talking about the Niger Delta as a region. I don't know. But is he wrong when he says, you know, focus on the other jobs I've held, not even on the 4 years that I was minister of the Niger Delta ministry. So think about it. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, is justice for Sylvester Oromoni being delayed? I want to have a conversation about that because we're getting some interesting reports about the coroner's inquest. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
It's okay. That is okay. It's okay. No, it's okay.
Let me explain.
It's okay. It's okay.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info, your mic is always on. Let's talk.
Yes, indeed. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And you're listening to today's Big Three. For our second story, family and friends of Sylvester Oromoni are accusing the coroner of delaying justice. Now, you know Sylvester Oromoni, he was a JS2 student at Dowan College. He died in November 2021. And since then, the Lagos State governor ordered a coroner's inquest. Now, the family and well-wishers are accusing the inquest of stalling the investigation. They say the inquest has not sat in months. They are wondering why, after over a year, the coroner still hasn't made a report on the cause of death. They're even accusing the coroner of bowing to pressure from other parties. It's been over a year, Lagos. I want to hear from people who are familiar with how the coroner's office works. Is this type of timeline normal, or is there anything specific happening there right now that could explain this delay? There's still no word from the coroner or the Lagos State government. I'll keep following this case like I've been following it from day one. But what do you think about this long wait for answers for Sylvester Oromoni? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And of course, you can leave us your thoughts on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name?
Hi, Sandra. Ezekwesili.
How you doing?
My baby. What's up?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hi, dear. I don't know.
Hi, dear. How you doing?
fine though. But before I proceed, I for like remember 1 million Lagosians fans, they made a shoe.
Okay.
And 2.5 Lagosians fans, we can never be wrong.
Okay.
Don't say your fans, they know they're wrong.
You know they're wrong.
The only reason your fans are always right.
Yes, they're always right. That's right.
But my own, the small 1 million Lagosians fans, so I get half of them, they're wrong, go.
Okay.
Yes, my sister. Sandra. Especially Kaya and Kenny, they are always wrong. But nobody know what. Nobody know what. Nobody know what. Of them gather, made them gather, made them gather, made them do cock side because of waiting. I don't show. Sandra, what?
I did.
Sandra.
Eh?
Just let me do one cock side because you don't say what we talk.
Kakaraka!
I beg.
I don't do them now.
You never do now?
I do them now. I don't do one.
No, do them again.
Kakaraka!
Voila, waiting with this.
Chide, you won't tell me something. I mean, you won't make her cut your call now.
I bet no better. Since you could not blame ma'am, you could not judge him for the minister when don't do Abby. You know, say the minister, the problematic, but he make her apply for the first time.
Good question.
Because I'm not first understand. I don't do the check and balance to make her know what they solve. Say they want say Fabio wants today. You know, say no difference for a group. I see that Fabio is only for one of my 1 million negotiations fans. He's always wrong. Then I know what someone said, but I just leave them. Make all the rest fans. Maybe they do their cock fight for me. They go. You're seeing my conversation.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Comrade Ikechukwu in Ultra Farm. Hi, Comrade Ikechukwu.
Tegolo into Niger Info. Niger Info, the best radio station.
That's right.
But I never received a gift.
No worry, they come.
I'm his number one fan. He did work when he was governor. But they're telling me that I should ignore. He doesn't have right to tell me to ignore. He's supposed to continue in the thread and in the streak of what he's doing. Concerning your guest, I go with your guest. It's true. They select who will lead them to our own detriment and to our own merciless. Merciless means as they are there, Nigeria citizens are under them. So what I want to tell you is say, him staying there is not advantageous to me because all of them are not taking care of us. Before you will tell me, say, they have enacted the law to make Nigerian women get property. Nigerian women are there as their youth, are their companies, are their transformation, are their 200, are their getting 150. All what they are doing there, all what they are coming back, it's not concerning. Give me Jerry McCartney, give me 400 and 1 liter. That's what I need. Otherwise, it is their own selfish and internal interest.
All right, thanks for calling. Kevin is in Surulere. I was just thinking about Kevin today. Kevin, you're going to live long, ago.
How you doing?
I was about to announce, where is Kevin? I've not heard from him in a while.
I did. I did a lot of time. How are you doing?
Well, I'm good. Welcome.
Yes. God should acquire you. If we don't judge him as his record that he had as Minister of National Data, so on what premise are we going to assess him?
He told you now, governor, commissioner, lawyer for 36 years.
He was the same person who said 1 million naira for Mr. Biggs. Sorry to mention the brand, this injury. He was one that told some people now,
yeah,
I'll give you 1 million naira to go to one fast food and eat when he was a governor. You see, if it was by assessing most of these people, I don't think anybody will be governor, president, or senate president.
Mm.
Because the record is very abysmal. So for me, listening to Alu Dume this morning on television, I just gave up. I just said there's no need because it's still going to be the internal affair there.
Yeah.
It does not have any place with Nigerians. So no Nigeria, you know, concerning any Nigerian people, now within them, there are 109 of them, and they can do their job there.
Yeah.
So after listening to Alu Dume this morning, I said no need because what money can do or cannot do, more money will do it. So for me, it's just fact. But what can we do? All we can do is that those of us selecting our representative, we must keep them on check. That is the best we can do. Whatever they are coming, because they are not going to come from, they are coming from the constituency.
Right.
We here in our own constituency yesterday, we keep our own speaker, but we keep them on check every time.
Right.
I will tell them this and what we are going to do.
Right.
And by the special grace of God, the man is cleaning up his position. I'm not saying he's going to be 100%, but he's doing his bit.
Mm.
So I think everybody should have that at the back of his mind that this is what we are going to do, put all of them on check, because we don't have little or no say to this issue of Senate President. Mm-hmm. And for the young man that we lost, sometime, was it last year?
Yes, 2021.
Yeah, I think, you know, he's not the only person. We have so many unresolved cases, murder cases in this country.
Yeah.
You know, we have so many. Which one, where are we going to start from? Is it Bola Ige? Is it Dele Giwa? Where are we going to start from? Is it Harry Masha? So many. So he just falls into that category. And sometimes we're doing about our judicial system to, you know, fasten this process so that such issues will be laid to rest. If it's laid to rest, the families will have a sense
we'll
of, you know, peace.
Right.
Yes,
right.
That is what has happened. Instead of hanging everybody's rope, you know, in the wire there. It's such a Sandra, nice talking to you again.
Nice talking to you too, Kevin. Don't be a stranger. Thank you so much for calling today. On WhatsApp, we've got this message here. Good afternoon, President Sandra. That your caller should be serious for once, please. This show is not a comedy show. She can channel her comedy and joke for other shows that need it. Every time she calls you, she wants to waste precious time where people who have something reasonable to say but cannot get through due to traffic on your lines. Who are you talking? Okay. Well, you didn't leave your name, but thanks for your message. Sandra, please, can you play off your mic once again? Honestly, I like Akpabio, not because he's a saint, but because he's a bold and smart personality. We all need to know that until we all come out to the mainstream of politics, no matter how much of a saint or good we are, these people will still continue to occupy this space, because if you're not there, you are not there. All right. Samuel from Ikeja with that message. President Sandra... hold on. Okay. President Sandra, it's only in Nigeria that openly corrupt politicians come out to contest elective or selective positions. In the US, ordinary police case of drinking while driving, you cannot even get a job in any company for a period of time. Femi from Dallas with that message there. Femi, thank you for your message. And we've got this one here. From Alaba Lakpe. Alaba says, Akpabio has not done anything wrong during his stay for ministerial appointment. Look, Sandra, today's topic is all about his ambition to become the Senate President. Look, if there's any other thing you are to talk about Akpabio, bring out his 8 years governorship stewardship in Akwa Ibom State. Even during his ministerial appointment, do you know how many projects he awarded to Niger Delta? Sandra, I beg, second base, Jaw. All right, Alaba Lakpe. From Ojo, thanks for your message. This one from Pius Inketu says, this is a sad reality of the country we found ourselves in. Akpabio asking us not to judge him by his activities as a minister of the Niger Delta. How else does he want us to judge him? After all the monumental disaster at the ministry, he wants to become our Senate President. Pius, thanks for your message. We've got Tare from Lekki who says... there is this Bayelsa song and it goes, oh my brother, you should be ready to lay good foundation because in the nearest future you'll become one of the leaders. So I say amen. I rest my case here. Tari from Lekki. All right, let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
President Sandra.
Welcome. What's your name, sir?
My name is Prince Wyatt, calling you from Amuodo.
Hey, long time no hear.
Long time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to greet you. I know, Entadi. Try. Double congratulations to you.
Thank
only
you.
In the studio.
Thank you.
Oh, we love you. Your voice is low, it's golden.
Oh, thank you.
I'm telling you.
Thank you,
we
Prince Wyatt.
We love your station, and I thank God for you.
Thank you.
Ah. Okay, I mean, greet Sharif too.
I will. I'll greet him. He'll
because
hear.
The two of you are so fantastic.
Thank you.
And the lady that he had your family and that holds fought for you.
Joyce?
Why you are not around you?
Oh, Ireti Bakari Yusuf.
Ireti Bakari.
Yes.
Yogi.
Yes, it's Yogi.
Before I say something, I want to say, Kevin, you are welcome back. As of you, Kevin, I don't know you are still around. I thought you have dropped out of the country. So you are welcome back.
Oh, yes, sir. Welcome back, Kevin.
President Sandra,
mm.
You see that a statement from Akpabio. He want to refuse some legislator that get contract without maybe executing it or the embezzling the money before they say, off the mic.
Mm.
You see, our legislator today, They told us they are going to legislate to make a law for us. But getting there, Why are they getting contracts? Why don't in fact, as for me, Apabio as a governor, he performed brilliantly. But he, as a minister, he's supposed to perform brilliantly too. His last job you had, if we go to any interview, the reaction with your performance done, your last job you did. So for me, as a Senate president, as a lawyer, as a former governor, that everything end on his table, he must perform well. And as a party man, he's probably have already said he wants him. Maybe about 70% of the party of the legislature there with him. So if it's because the Senate president, I want him to perform. Eh? Lady Sandra.
Okay.
Oh, you are fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling, Prince YS. Favor is here. Hi, Favor.
Hi, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm good. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm here again. First of all, I want to say thank you for the bread and butter and sardine and everything you put.
Ooh, girl. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm trying to call you since then, several times.
Oh.
I say thank you, but it's not the
good. It's okay. I got your email. Your email is good enough for me.
I thank God it went through today.
Welcome. Talk to me.
Okay, nevertheless, I want to contribute to what we have.
Yes, please.
Firstly, I want to sympathize with the family of Sylvester.
Yeah.
You know, for not having gotten justice over the death of your son. It's a pity. Like one of the callers called us, and there have been several of such cases, but no justice. And that is, this is the reason why some people will not want to stick their neck into the matters of this nation, because if anything should happen to them, nobody will fight their cause. It will all be laid to rest. Imagine Sylvester's father even have the money to fight this case to an extent. But it's like there are greater powers that be that is more than his, that is actually killing the matter. We don't really know where the matter is going to end, but I really pray he gets the justice. Or he just decides to say, okay, let it go, let God fight my case, as other matters have been. It's actually a pity. Then for Akpabio, we all remember Akpabio wasn't actually an APC. So that's why his tenure, being a governor, that when they started investigating him, that according to Oshiomhole's statement that said, anyone that comes into APC will be forgiven of their sins. And that was why he came into APC, because he saw that they started investigating him, and should they investigate further, they'll find a lot of issues with him. Definitely that was it. A corrupt person, someone that is not corrupt, does not have any reason to run or go anywhere. But when you have issues in your sleeve, that's when you want to run and hide and stick for succor. And that was what he did. And a statement out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. He said, what money cannot do, much money will do it. That will not come from somebody that is not into any corrupt practices. And I wouldn't blame him much for being in the Senate, seeking to be the Senate
president. Senate president, okay.
Or even being in the Senate, itself is an issue for me. But nevertheless, for being endorsed as a Senate president, it just shows that the person that is endorsing him also have the same kind of nature. It shows that the president elect, because lives go together. If he's different and he knows that this man has such kind of cases and is this kind of man that went through what he went through, even being the NDC chairman, I'm not sure he's going to put him there. A man of integrity wouldn't bring in Akpabio into that seat. It's a pity. You know, friends are the same feather, they say flock together. Most times they flock together. But in this case, it's definitely the same thing. So he's falling after his father.
Ah, Favor. Thank you for calling. Anonymous is in Ikeja. Anon, welcome. Anon, are you there? Okay, that's my cue to bring you our final story on today's show. If you just tuned in, hi, how are you? So, I've told you that Akpabio says Nigerians should overlook his time as minister. And I've also told you that the coroner on Sylvester Oromoni's case is being accused by family and well-wishers of Sylvester Oromoni of delaying justice in his matter. Now, for our final story, Funsho Doherty is warning the Lagos state government about borrowing and spending. Doherty was the ADC Guba candidate in this year's election. He just wrote an open letter to the government about the latest round of borrowing. Lagos is planning to issue 1 trillion naira in bonds, starting with a first tranche of 100 billion naira. And Doherty is very worried about this. He points out that under the APC, public debt in Lagos went up from 235 billion naira in 2011 to 1.2 trillion naira in 2021. Doherty says that this is a problem for two reasons. First, he's wondering why Lagos has to borrow so much, in spite of the fact that our IGR is also going up. Because after all, debt is supposed to supplement revenue. So he's wondering why we're borrowing so much when our IGR is going up. Second, he's accusing the government of not using all this debt effectively. He's wondering why there hasn't been enough investment in healthcare, education, transportation, housing, security, and employment. And if there has been investment in these areas, where are the results? That's what Funsho Doherty is asking. Now, this is Funsho Doherty's second open letter this year. He also wrote about the electric bus program. We're going to talk about these letters. We'll take a day next week and we'll talk about these open letters and the responses from the state government. But what do you think about his debt concerns? And what do you think about his opposition style of trying to hold the government accountable through these open letters? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
My name is Sandra.
How are you doing?
Thank you for giving person bread and butter.
And sardine, don't forget sardine.
Sardine, my name is Dambaba.
Dambaba, welcome.
Yeah, could you believe me? Yesterday I went to a supermarket to buy a toothpaste.
Okay.
And I was told it's 1,080 for toothpaste.
Wow.
I can send you the picture. I take a picture.
Wow.
I said, I'm thanking you because it's not easy. You know, when you hear that Mr. President is naming a bridge after himself, then you wonder what is going on. But away from that, first of all, this Sylvester, to be honest with you, I passed the school and I'm lucky with this. I don't know. I thought they finished this case, so, because I remember BBC read somewhere when the father said that he will not bury the child until justice is done. I don't know if he has accepted to bury the child or he still, you know, lies somewhere in mortuary. Then, Macpadio, I don't know why people are surprised. In Nigeria or Africa, for instance, a leader will come out to accept that he has failed. And that maybe governor, my state governor, for instance, accepts sometimes that all of them, as a leader in Nigeria, has failed, including himself. And he's still a governor today. Then you ask yourself, what is the job of a state assembly? You see, whether we like it or not, they are using our resources to settle themselves. And we ourselves, because we find our way to survive, we no send them. Are you aware that protests are dying naturally in Nigeria? Now, if you elect a leader based on what you get, maybe noodles, bag of rice, and all, this is what you get now. Because as we speak in Nigeria today, a first governor will retire from a state office and then go back to the National Assembly in Abuja to rest. They're not doing anything, no. And that brilliant chap in your area that has been speaking against all these people, you ignore that person to vote for these people that give you money and bag of rice. What do you expect? You know, have you been calling on these people to call, I will vote for you, rather you go after the politicians? I thought you have enough now. Have you forgotten what happened? The Supreme Court even making a candidate. After he became a senator, what do you expect from Tinubu? Even the outcome of the election that produced Tinubu was flawed. A lot of people are suspecting it. It will look for a man like him now. As far as I'm concerned, the best Senate president so far in Nigeria was Bukola Saraki, and a lot of Nigerians hate him there. Now we know the truth now.
But Bukola Saraki also had question marks on his character from when he was governor in Kwara.
Bukola Saraki happened to be the best Senate president. David Mark is from my zone. He was a senator, but he's the worst. But Bukola Saraki is the best Senate president. He put the executive on check. He put down their toes.
All right. Thanks for calling us, Dambaba. Friday's in a cotton. Hi, Friday.
Madam Sandra, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah, Tinubu said he wants to fight corruption. Look at the people he's appointing or he's endorsing. Abadio. You can see the address of the same feathers, you know? And I'm wondering, I want to know, why is it that your repeat broadcast is no longer playing by 4 o'clock?
My what?
Your repeat broadcast.
My repeat broadcast?
Yeah.
What repeat? What repeat broadcast? What? Which one? Oh, by 4 a.m. in the morning?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Change the time.
I don't know. I'll find out. That's news to me.
It's not playing. It's just songs.
Songs that play. Okay, I'll find out why. Apologies about that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Friday, for calling. Let's go to WhatsApp real quick and see the messages we've got there. This one here says, this one's from Wanne in Amuotofi. Wanne says, Sandra, welcome back and congratulations on our awards. NDDC is a problematic ministry indeed. Why didn't he resign when he found out about it? So please, Mr. Babiosa, off your mic if you know that we cannot judge you on all the posts you have held. Enough of the flimsy excuses from our leaders. God keep resting the soul of Sylvester. It is quite unfortunate that his family has found themselves in Nigeria. A lot of cases like that have been swept under the carpet. All right, one name from Amuodofin. Sam from Magodo says, Fela said na padi government we day for Nigeria. I don't know why these politicians have decided to turn public office to a jamboree. You've served for some years. The country is not moving forward. Allow other people to contribute. They won't. They've shared all the positions before the election. That's why they won't allow who will make things work become president. It's a shame. These set of politicians we have are not it. All right. Hi, Sandra. Akpabio should employ his aides at NAS based on their performance in 2008. Or did Nigeria Info win Best Radio Station of the Year 2023 based on its performance in 2009? On Oromoni, I don't know how long coroner's inquest is and its report takes, but be assured that our society is rigged against the poor. The only report that came out on time was the NSAS panel sitting. And to me, re-election was the reason that report was out. White paper adopted, compensation paid. Paid in unconventional government time. Government are selective in when and how they react to social issues. The collapsed building in Oniru 2022 and Banana Island 2023, just to tell citizens the owner, government haven't seen the name of the owners. The Eze of Ajawa Estate made IPOP threats and he's languishing in jail. But some people threatened other tribes but are walking free in our society. Hypocrisy is scattered all over our leadership points. All right. You didn't leave a name for me. Oh, Chris. Chris is listening from Accra. Chris, thanks for your message. All right, I'll take this final one from Olu Inota. Olu says, on Oromoni, some accused students had boasted that nothing will happen to them, and that is exactly what is going on. If not for media like you, how many people remember the incident again? Olu from Ota with that message there. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll bring you business news. After the business news, it'll be time for Community U Report with Lagos's caretaker, Chukwudi Ezeugwu Cyprian. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info, the best radio station of the year.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.